From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London in Washington. President Donald Trump said Sunday the United States has given up nothing ahead of his planned summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, while Pyongyang has already curtailed its nuclear weapons development. Senator Dianne Feinstein tells CBS's Face the Nation that she's hoping something substantial will come out of the U.S.-North Korea summit.
There is an ability to put together some terms of an agreement that might exist. The question is whether it lasts or not. And of course, the reputation of the North Koreans has been that they don't necessarily keep their agreements.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Nikki Haley is touting the efforts of the Trump administration, saying this is what made it happen.
You can see the Security Council really came together and was able to enforce sanctions on North Korea, isolate them until they had good behavior. And now we're seeing they're wanting to come to the table.
Trump acknowledged that the eventual outcome of his talks with Kim, which will occur in late May or early June, is uncertain. Pyongyang has yet to agree to dismantle its nuclear arsenal and, despite Trump's claim, has not agreed to permanent denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. Afghan officials say the toll from a suicide bombing in Kabul claimed by the Islamic State group has risen to 57 people killed and 119 wounded. Public Health Ministry spokesman Waheed Majro confirming the toll of Sunday's attack, in which the bomber targeted a voter registration center in the capital. IS claimed the attack, saying it targeted Shiite apostates. You're listening to VOA News. U.S. consumers may be about to directly feel the effects of the trade fights started by U.S. President Trump with China and other countries this year, when a new list of Chinese imports to be taxed is announced in coming days. After imposing import tariffs on solar panels and washing machines in January, Trump moved to levy steel and aluminum in March, along with about $50 billion in other goods. After China responded with a list of U.S. goods that would be subject to tariffs in retaliation, Trump raised the stakes on April 4th by directing the U.S. Trade Representative to consider $100 billion in additional levies. French President Emmanuel Macron says there is no plan B for an Iran nuclear deal and that the United States should stay in the agreement as long as there's no better option. The idea will be tested Monday when the young French leader begins a state visit in Washington, and European diplomats have a lot invested in what seems like a tricky task. Meanwhile, Iranian Foreign Minister Javad Zarif says the U.S. withdrawing would send a very bad message.
That kind of trust coming back together after what has been a very difficult time the last few weeks, I think in itself is confidence building, and it builds the kind of trust that is needed for the Security Council to shoulder its responsibility.
And that was Olaf Skoog, the UN Security Council, who says he and other envoys have agreed to do more for Syria's humanitarian situation, as well as push for a political solution to the civil war. More than 40 victims of a suspected chemical attack on the Syrian town of Douma, on the outskirts of the capital of Damascus, were buried in unmarked graves by insurgents. International inspectors say they've been supplied by rebels with the coordinates of a burial site of dozens of victims of the alleged gas attack that prompted earlier this month retaliatory U.S.-led airstrikes in Syria. And police are searching for a partially nude man who killed at least four people in a shooting spree early Sunday morning in the southern U.S. state of Tennessee. The suspect, identified by Nashville Metro Police as Travis Reinking, was reportedly wearing a coat with nothing underneath when he opened fire on patrons eating at a Waffle House restaurant before 3 a.m. Three people died on site, and a fourth succumbed to injuries later at the hospital, according to police. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.